Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up in the next hour, Lord Christopher Monckton, one of the key Tea Party speakers in Washington, will be joining us on government-run health care in England, on all the latest on ClimateGate. Devastating news has broken this week of the systematic fraud. That's coming up. We're going to premiere my newest documentary that I've produced, that Jason Burmes directed, Invisible Empire, New Order Defined, at 3 p.m. Central today when the show ends. We have something special we're going to do that you're going to be amazed by coming up in the last hour as well. He announced 2.5 weeks ago that he's retiring from his twice-a-week column. He's a former Wall Street Journal editor, the father of Reaganomics, the head of policy department of Treasury. And, of course, his new book is How the Economy Was Lost, The War of the Worlds, Paul Craig Roberts. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts is with us, and before he sails off into the sunset, at least for a while, taking a break, he's agreed to do a couple interviews with us. He did one last week, and now he's back on tax day this week to talk about the economy, the value-added taxes, all the things, the carbon taxes they're calling for, and what he talked about last week, the systematic destruction by design of our economy, the total conversion to basically Mexico or another third-world nation where you have a tiny elite and a giant underclass. Dr. Roberts, great to have you here with us today, sir.
Pleased to be with you, Alex.
You look good there with your Skype connection. I see you've got Napoleon Bonaparte on the wall behind you.
Yes, somebody gave me that some years ago when the president of France gave me the French Legion of Honor. And so I can't remember who it was. Somebody gave me this very dramatic picture of a copy. This is a copy of the romantic portrayal of Napoleon that's in the Louvre in Paris.
Wow. Yeah, you never brag about all the laurels you've gotten, one of the top 10 economists living on the planet. You know the drill. We're going to break in about 3 minutes, but you wanted to come on tax day. We're honored to have you here where you won't be censored. Break it down for us.
Well, you know, Alex, one of the great myths is that Americans are free people. And once upon a time they were, but they've not been free since 1913. Because once you have an income tax, you no longer own your own labor. And the historic definition of a free person is a person who owns his own labor. If you don't own your own labor, you are a serf or a slave. So all Americans are either serfs or slaves, depending on the bracket. There are no free Americans, and have not been any free Americans since 1913. So when you hear our leaders, such as George W. Bush, talk about we have freedom and democracy, you certainly don't have freedom. You're a serf. All serfs were required to turn over 20-30% of their labor time to the government of their day. A slave has to turn over about half of his labor time to his owner. And Americans fall in between those two ranges. So every American who works and earns an income is either serf or slave or in between that margin. And that is simply the historic definition of a free person agreed to by the liberals, by Karl Marx, by the conservatives, by all historians. That is the definition of a free person. We don't meet that definition. And people should be aware of this. And that's the real message of April 15. It reminds you every year that you are not a free man or woman. You are a serf of the government who has a claim to, what, one-third of your income.
Or more. Stay there, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. We'll look at the history of the income tax, how it's been accelerating and expanding, and a lot more, and how we try to shake off this bondage. And your phone calls. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts with us in the next hour. We're very honored to have him.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready? To get prepared for hard times ahead. Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance, and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part? This $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up for free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Many times when Congressman Ron Paul is on Fox or CNN or MSNBC, they'll say, "You're against the government. You hate the government. How are we supposed to fund our country?" And many times he's standing in the Capitol, or the Capitol's behind him, and he says, "Well, we built this Capitol. Our country had a 10% growth rate on average until 1913 when we got the income tax." That you will notice is in the Communist Manifesto. So is a private central bank. And we have been turned into serfs, not just with the income tax, but property tax is a rent. Serfs paid a property tax as well. And since 1913, it just expands and expands and expands and expands. Now the bankers, Volcker and others, want a value-added tax, sales taxes, carbon taxes. It's all being announced. Former Wall Street Journal editor, for those that just joined us, father of Reaganomics, is our guest, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, author of How the Economy Was Lost, The War of the Worlds. Paul Craig Roberts is with us here live today on Tax Day. Sir, please continue where you left off in the last segment. Our journey from liberty to servitude and serfdom.
Oh, Alex, the phone has started ringing. Can I get up and turn it off?
Sure, go ahead. You got to love live TV here and radio. And for those that just joined us, we are live at PrisonPlanet.tv. You can see all the great awards Dr. Roberts has in the back, including the Legion of Merit from France. That's their highest award. He is something else. Never even knew he had that. Gotta love live TV. Okay, Dr. Roberts, continuing, recapping our journey to serfdom, and now it's only accelerating deeper into bondage.
Well, you know, the main point, Alex, was that a free person owns his own labor. And an income tax means the government has the first claim on your labor, just like feudal lords did, or a slave master. And so Americans are not free and haven't been for almost a century now. We're 3 years short of a century of living as serfs while the government tells us that we have freedom. You know, under the Constitution, the income tax is unconstitutional. And certainly nobody in the latter part of the 18th century was going to propose an income tax, since it was so close to the time that serfs were becoming free labor as opposed to serfs. And so the notion of having the government have a claim on your labor would have been seen as a step back into the Dark Ages or into the medieval period. And so how did we get the income tax? Well, you know, the Democrats wanted it to get the rich. And they got one passed, and it was ruled unconstitutional, and they had to have a constitutional amendment. And the way they got it, if my memory serves, the Republicans wanted a higher tariff to protect the industries. You know, during our great growth period, we had high tariffs. And we did not develop on the basis of free trade. So in order to get the tariff, the Democrats said, look, tariffs are like sales taxes, and they're regressive, and the people have to pay it who don't have a lot of money. And so if you will go along with letting us have a go at a constitutional amendment on the income tax, we'll let you have your tariff. And the Republicans all said, well, you know, the states will never pass this, so let's make the deal so we can get a higher tariff. So they made the deal, and when it went out to the states looked at it and said, well, look, look how much money you have before you even hit a 1% income tax rate. Nobody in our state has that much money. We don't care if this passes. It doesn't affect us. And so it passed because the majority of the states came to the conclusion that nobody in the state had an income that large. But, of course, as soon as this ends, World War I starts. And, of course, they want to finance the war. And so all of a sudden, the thresholds at which the tax comes in are lowered, the rates at which you're charged are raised, and the whole population is almost subject to the income tax, which was only going to be for the rich. Well, that's how it happened. That's how it came in to effect. It was a miscalculation as a part of a deal to be able to raise a tariff in exchange for giving the Democrats a go at a constitutional amendment to make income tax permissible.
Well, Dr. Roberts, let me add a caveat before you continue. We notice in the same year, 1913, we get the income tax to now fund the new central bank that so many of our forefathers had fought against. As Thomas Jefferson said, if you allow private corporations and banks to issue currency and credit, you will wake up homeless on the continent your forefathers conquered. And we also, that same year, got the 17th Amendment, taking the senators from the states, voted on by the legislatures, and making them federal creatures, so further dominating states. And so the central banks that helped, and private banks that helped ram this through, did it in the name of getting the rich guys, the robber barons, but really the robber barons that helped them vertically integrate the economy. And now we see the super rich today vertically integrating the economy and waging war on the economy, economic warfare, through this system almost 100 years later.
That's true. And that's one of the subjects of my recent book, How the Economy Was Lost. You gave a very good summary of what happened. All of it in the name of reform. And, of course, the reforms destroyed the federal structure and gave us the powerful central government. you know, the Civil War did a great job in destroying states' rights, but certain amounts of it remained until 1913.
Dr. Roberts, I want to talk more about the income tax and all the new taxes they want to pile on that are similar, but what about the states and property taxes? Many states didn't have property taxes until the last 20, 30 years, and they go up and up and up. That's another classic feudal serf tax where you didn't own the land you were on. You were the keeper of it, but you had to pay a percentage to the nobles.
Yes. Of course, property taxes really aren't avoidable because even if you rent from a landlord, he has to pay the tax, so it goes into the rent. Property tax, the reason given for that and what was used was to fund public schools. So you find the public school system based on the property tax. And therefore, this made it free, so to speak, since property tax wasn't avoidable, and people paid the property tax, so they used public schools, and this was a great setback to private education, and it was another mechanism for government to condition the thinking of people, to brainwash them through time, to make them think that they are free and have democracy, even though they are the serfs of the government. The government has a very powerful claim on their income. Let me illustrate that a little bit more. Back during the slavery period in the United States, there were slaves who had special skills. They were craftsmen. They were highly trained in some aspect of arts and crafts, and their labor was worth more than working in the cotton fields or working on the plantation. And so what would happen is the owners of the slave would lease the slave to a businessman in a city or a town. And the man who leased the slave would withhold half of the slave's earnings and send it back to the owner and give the other half to the slave, which he used to maintain himself in town where he lived, on his own resources after tax. Well, that's the way it works today. Most people cannot avoid income tax because they never get the money. It's withheld at the source.
And by the way, we've seen this new hoax by AP and others. I see it all over the news that 47% of Americans don't pay income tax after deductions. But what is FICA and Social Security? Don't they know that their employers are just paying them less because they have to pay all those other taxes and matching Social Security, FICA? I mean, this lie that 47% of the public are avoiding taxes is a hoax, is it not?
Yes, it's a hoax. Most of the things they tell you are a hoax. They also tell you that the rich don't pay taxes. But the IRS statistics of income show that the rich pay almost all the taxes because they have most of the income. And so just about everything people think they know about the income tax system is wrong.
Well, now, there are some international corporations, though, in offshoring, they are avoiding a lot of taxes.
Not necessarily. You see, you're taxed on your worldwide income. If you're a global corporation, say you're operating in the United States and say Europe, for example, and you're taxed in Germany and France, then that income is an offset to those earnings, and it is not again taxed by the United States government. So, It's not really the case that they can avoid taxes.
All right, stay there. We got a break then. Why then do we see the mega corporations always lobbying for more taxes or the big healthcare insurance companies lobbying for healthcare? We'll ask Dr. Roberts that question when we come back and talk about where he sees this nation going. as he said last week, the economy is being destroyed by design. I'll get him to expand on that. Stay with us, Dr. Roberts. I'm Alex Jones.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials. You can get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society, surveillance, beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen. Get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Jim Newcomer with Midas Resources, talking today about change. Not the change we were promised by President Obama, but the reality that we must face in these changing economic times. With our national debt currently exceeding $12.5 trillion and our unfunded liabilities totaling over $107 trillion, the value of the U.S. dollar continues its slide into oblivion. There's still time to ensure your financial security with precious metals, but you need to act today. Call me, Jim Newcomer, at 800-686-2237, extension 104, and we can explore how Midas Resources can help you secure your financial future. With our government continuing to find new ways to spend our money at the expense of our children and grandchildren, there's still time to acquire a true hedge against inflation with precious metals. Call me, Jim Newcomer, at 800-686-2237, extension 104, and we'll discuss how you can take physical possession or convert your IRA into precious metals before it's too late. 800-686-2237, extension 104, and make the commitment today to retain the security you worked a lifetime to establish.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, again, our guest, joining us on April 15, 2010. I want to open the phones up for Dr. Roberts, 1-800-259-9231. We'll take a few calls before he leaves us. Okay, Doc, this is a short segment. Fleshing out, expanding on that point you're making, that they're destroying the economy by design. Why? Why are some of the biggest corporations in the world with government pushing to turn people into indentured servants?
Yes, well, I think to make people aware of that fact is probably more important than to know all the reasons why. If you, a lot of it is a result of unintended consequences, and most of the rest is a result of short-term greed. The way the incentive structure for top management corporations is structured, it gives them a very short-term horizon. They want to know what the profits are next quarter. The longest horizon they have is 4 quarters. And the way these things are structured, their bonuses that they get for performance far, far exceeds their regular salaries. So they make themselves multimillion dollar incomes by moving American jobs offshore, because they then replace American labor with very, very inexpensive foreign labor in countries where there is huge surplus of unemployed labor. In China, for example, a couple hundred million unemployed people to draw on. So by severely cutting their labor costs, the profits jump dramatically, and they get enormous bonuses. And that's the basic source of it, and it's why the prospects, the economic prospects for millions of Americans are gone, and not just people alive today, but future generations. The kinds of jobs that college graduates used to get are simply disappearing. They're moved abroad, or they are filled with foreign guest workers on H-1B visas and L-1 visas. And so it's actually making the universities redundant. Why in the world did you go pursue university careers with the notion of some professional career that's been destroyed by the offshoring of the jobs? So it's having a tremendous adverse impact on the United States.
And you and other economists talk about how these jobs aren't coming back. It took hundreds of years to build what we've got, now just a few decades to destroy it. There was open discussion by the IMF and World Bank now of the dollar going down. They're saying they need more bailouts, VAT taxes, sales taxes, carbon taxes, when any economist worth their salt knows in a stalling economy, you throw more taxes on, that will just accelerate the economy's implosion.
That's right. You see, by wrecking the economy, they have worsened the trade deficit dramatically. They have worsened the federal budget deficit, which they can no longer finance, and that is a threat to the dollar as reserve currency, which is a threat to their power of the United States. And so now it looks like the hard-pressed Americans could be hit with new forms of oppressive taxation, such as a value-added tax on top of the income and Social Security tax and state sales taxes and property taxes. So they have, by putting the dollar into jeopardy and having to rescue the dollar in order to rescue the power of the American militarist superstate, they have to drive the population, or 96% of it, deeper into the ground. And that's exactly what is on the agenda. And the result for the American people is going to be horrific. They're going to be put through the mill in a way that people haven't experienced in the longest, longest time.
Yeah, this taxation rate is much higher for my study than what caused the colonies to rebel. But also they were having fake courts, royal courts that bypassed juries and the right of Magna Carta and habeas corpus. And you look at all those parallels, they're identical to what led up to 1775, 1776, but magnified.
Yes, it's all a repeat, isn't it? Habeas corpus is gone. Due process is gone. The attorney-client privilege is gone. Now they force attorneys to rat on their clients. But, of course, you know, one difference is the population a couple hundred years ago was more feisty. And there wasn't much difference between the weaponry in the hands of people and the weaponry in the hands of the state.
Stay there. Let's talk about that when we come back. Long segment coming up with Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. I'm Alex Jones. InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv are the websites. And when the show ends today at 3 o'clock Central, we're premiering the new film, Invisible Empire, at PrisonPlanet.tv.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Steve Shank, eFoods Direct. We have stopped taking orders for the Buy 3, Get 1 Free program and have started production. Congratulations. Your choice to participate in the production of your food supply by pre-ordering will prove very wise. Shipments will begin the end of March and will be sent in the order that they were received. Now something fun. It's springtime. We all know that garden seeds aren't really a food supply, but they're a great supplement to your food reserve if you have the time and place to garden. Here's the plan. When you add a one-month superfood spring pack to your food storage, we'll send you that garden of non-hybrid seeds absolutely free. Order now while the free seeds last. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Get a real supply of food to eat while you wait for your supplemental garden to grow. Call 800-409-5633, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, state terror and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, Microplant Powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant Powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have Microplant Powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Listeners, we're now shipping Invisible Empire New Order Defined on DVD. You can also support us by purchasing it. It's part of a win-win. Exposing the New World Order, the global corporate fascist state. Two-plus-hour film. Jason Burmes, I produced it. Now available at Infowars.com. We have Police State, The Rise of FEMA coming out next week that I've made over the last year, proving this police state control grid and that the FEMA camps do indeed exist. Going back to Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. Separately on the police state, regardless of the Emergency Centers Act, regardless of the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, Patriot Act, we know U.S. citizens are being grabbed. The military is torturing them. They are holding them without trial. All of this is going on. The denial needs to end about the level of tyranny accelerating in our society.
Well, Alex, I don't know how much of it goes on, but what we do know for certain is that they have remove the barriers to it and can do it whenever they want. They can grab whoever they want. We had, you know, the head of Homeland Security fairly recently saying that Homeland Security was shifting its attention from foreign terrorists to domestic American extremists. And we had not long ago the arrest of a blonde, blue-eyed woman as a terrorist. So they're already moving away from the Muslim threat. They used that to get all of those police state measures in place, and now they can apply them to the general population. But Alex, before we go off into that, let me say one more thing about the income tax.
Absolutely.
Many progressives and liberals get disturbed at criticisms of the income tax because they think it's used for the poor. I was on a show just the other day where the host thought that the income tax paid for public schools and roads, and was unaware that the road system was built with gasoline tax and that the public schools are funded with property tax. But let me just make a point about the use of the income tax revenues. The last week, David Lindorf published an article in which he said if you add up all of the military spending, not just the Pentagon's budget, but all of the other related military spending that's dispersed throughout the budget and other departments, and the supplementals for the wars and the CIA and so forth, that it comes to 53% of the federal income tax revenues. So that more than half of the federal income tax revenues are used to fund the military. Now, this is an extraordinary thing. I don't think it was this bad during the Dark Ages. But if you have the military function of the government, which has now 53% of the enserfed labor goes to support. This is an extraordinary thing. And it gives the military security complex such power, because a lot of these funds are recycled into political campaign contributions, that it's almost impossible to budge this. Now, if you look at the size of the American budget and then you military spending, the total thing that Lindorf presents, then you add in that of all of our allies in Europe, Japan, and then the nations that are friendly to us, it accounts for 2/3 of world military spending. And so how do we face a threat? How is Iran a threat? Now, this is really very interesting because Iran's annual military budget is $4.8 billion. The cost of maybe, 2 weeks of our war in Afghanistan. $4.8 billion is what the Pentagon spends on child care and recreation. It's what it spends on its replacement helicopters.
Or one or two stealth bombers.
So here is Iran with a military budget equal to what the Pentagon spends on child care and recreation, and it's a threat to America.
It's amazing. Now going back, you were Ronald Reagan's chief financial market advisor, the father of Reaganomics, head of policy at the Treasury. What about the Grace Commission? Because my reading of that, it boils down to not one red cent of it goes to the American people or to run the country. From my reading, much of the money goes to interest on the debt, does it not?
Well, now, and one way they are keeping that down is the Federal Reserve is buying so much of the debt is in order to hold down the interest rate. But the minute that blows up, which it has to sooner or later, the cost of carrying the debt is going to be horrific. What if you remember the short-term interest rates that
yes.
Volcker stuck on, 17%? I can remember when long-term treasuries, when I went into the treasury, the interest rate on long-term treasuries was 16%. Can you imagine those kinds of interest rates today?
Well, let me ask you that. They're now talking about raising interest rates. A, what will that do? And then B, we've got Volcker, Obama, and people like Glenn Beck calling for sales taxes, value-added taxes, carbon taxes, saying we've got to pay this.
Well, the carbon tax, in my opinion, is something that Wall Street and the corporations have cooked up. And the purpose of the carbon tax is to make pollution profitable, because you can now buy and sell the right to pollute, and of course Wall Street will turn it into derivatives.
Sure, but what will that do to the economy?
I don't think that that is the threat to the economy. It may not help, but the threat is in another unregulated, over-the-counter derivative instrument in which pollution becomes profitable. So it doesn't help the environment.
What does VAT do?
VAT, it drives up the price of everything people buy. It's a very high sales tax, a federal sales tax. What it does is it taxes the value added to a product at every stage. So if we say, okay, we go dig up the iron ore, and so the act of digging the ore out of the ground, that makes it more valuable because it's now accessible. So the difference in the value of the ore in the ground and the value of the ore dug out, that difference is value added and is taxed. And then the iron ore is converted into iron or steel, and that is another enhancement of value. And that value is taxed, and then the steel is converted into products, cars, steel beams, whatever, sheet metal.
Then it's packaged, then it's shipped, then it's sold.
It's taxed at every level. And, you know, the value-added taxes in Europe are 20-22%. You know, they may be higher now. And so that then becomes an enormous sales tax. That's why cars cost so much in Europe. That's why washing machines and dryers and appliances and refrigerators and stoves, they all have this tax.
And fuel.
So it's a way of suppressing the purchasing power and living standards of the people.
And then meanwhile, if China and India and others don't have a VAT, won't that drive the few industries we have left out of the country?
Well, you see, the value-added tax is rebated on exports, but it's applied to imports. So a country that has a value-added tax in a trade situation has an advantage over one that doesn't. Because when Europe exports these products to us, they rebate that tax.
But we don't have any industry really left, as you've said, so that isn't good.
And we don't have a value-added tax, and so it doesn't come in taxed. But if it goes from one value-added country to another, when it leaves, it's rebated, but when it gets to the other country, it's charged.
All right. Doctor, I want to move quickly through some other subjects, but going back to overall taxes, because you wanted to come on today and we're honored to have you, specifically other points you'd like to make about the income tax, and I want to ask you, where do you see all this leading? Because, clearly this is a vertical integration, a criminal consolidation. They have no appearances of even slowing down, only accelerating. How do you see this unfolding?
Well, the people and the vast majority of Americans will find a sharp decline in their living standard, and there's no way around it, because not only are the jobs, the best jobs, disappearing, but all of these taxes will, particularly value-added tax, will seriously reduce their purchasing power. If you had a 20% value-added tax, for example, it means that 20% of your purchases that you currently have are wiped out. And so you see a 20% reduction in your real income.
Expanding on that, the trick again is they've had fake conservatives promoting VAT for almost two decades, saying we're going to get rid of the income tax. But now they're saying, oh, no, we're going to have the income tax and the VAT, but don't worry, it'll only be 2%. Well, that's how the federal income tax started.
Right, that's right. As we said earlier in your program today, the reason the income tax amendment passed, the constitutional amendment to permit one, was that the vast majority of states didn't have anybody living in them that had income high enough to be taxed under the original proposal. So sure, once you have, but the same thing happened with state sales taxes. I can remember when the first sales tax was 1%. What are they now? 6, 7, 8. So if it's a 2% value added tax, it won't be 2% very long. Very quickly rise up, as in Europe. They're now, as I said, they're 20% or more. Now, where all this may end is that the dollar may simply collapse. It may lose its reserve currency role, in which case it will be the end of the evil empire, because the wars won't be, you can't finance them. The only way they can finance all of these wars and all this military spending is that the dollar is a reserve currency and we can pay our bills simply by printing money. Nobody else can do that. So if we lose that role, then you will see a collapse in the empire, and you will also see a collapse in living standards, because it would have a similar effect as a value-added tax in reducing people's incomes, because the value of it would fall dramatically, and so all of the imports on which we are dependent would rise in price. And this would also have the effect of reducing Americans' real incomes.
All right.
So for the future, Alex, it's mm-hmm. going to be different than the past, when people could look forward to a rising level of income. Now, I'm afraid they'll have to look forward to declining levels of real income.
All right, I want to take a few calls here in the end of this segment and the next with you, and we really appreciate you spending time with us. But, you know, we know there's some global organization of this, but it's driven by the greed, the short-term view. But at the UN level, it's a long-term view. But it lends credence to what you're saying, that it's just a bunch of looters and not organized at some point. Because I'm reading in Texas and in Ohio and in Michigan and New Jersey and all over, more than 10 states going bankrupt or on the verge. Some sheriffs and police departments slashing by more than half. Police saying, buy your own guns to protect yourself. As taxes go up, more and more goes to interest on the debt and to corporate welfare, and actual road warrior type scenarios where one county in Ohio that has over 100,000 people will have one cop on duty for every shift from 116 that they had. I mean, this, we're looking at potential road warrior type collapse.
Could be. It could be. I think most likely, though, the last thing government will let go of are the forces that protect them. And the notion that the police protect the public is probably not correct. The police protect the government. If you think the FBI protects you, you're wrong. Just like the military doesn't protect the people, it protects the government that pays its salary. So I'm not sure that a lot of the gang activity won't come from police, because they're an organized armed force and people are not organized. And even
that's a key point. They said in Ohio they were going to keep 49 of the 116 deputies, and that now only one would be on patrol for the citizens, the rest out collecting revenue. So now they're admitting, we're here to collect revenue, we're not going to protect you. They actually say that.
That's right. And they can collect revenues in different way than taxes and just shake you down. So who knows, Alex? We don't need to get this far into it. We can't predict what the behavior will be that closely, but we do know that the kinds of restraints that restrained government power are being removed.
Yes.
And we do know that the sort of economy we had that produced rising consumer incomes is being dismantled, and that the more likely prospect is falling consumer income. So you get a mixture of a weaker poor public and a stronger, less accountable government. And that is enough to make us disturbed and wary when you see the people becoming economically weaker and the government becoming less accountable and more powerful, less restrained by law, by the Constitution. And that is the real dilemma that we're in. Can I hold up my book real quickly?
Absolutely.
This is the latest book I've written. And a lot of people who get motivated to try to learn something about economics, they get a book and they try to read it and they can't. It's full of jargon. It's got equations. It's dense. This book is written like a column for a newspaper. And people can follow it.
You're a great writer, and we've got the book, holding it up on TV ourselves, How the Economy Was Lost, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. I promise to take calls. We're almost out of time. We're going to come back. Quick questions from our callers for Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. We'll be right back.
My sinuses, they feel like they'll explode.
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
All right, Lord Christopher Monckton's coming up. For those of you that are holding, you'll get to talk to him. We're not going to hang up on the callers. I should have gone to your calls, because Roberts has so much knowledge. I have so many questions. Jamming in a few calls. Jim in Missouri, you're on the air with Dr. Paul Craig Roberts.
Hey, Mr. Roberts. It's really nice to talk to you. You've got a lot of experience on, you know, taxes and everything else, and where you came from in life as far as all the information that's been provided to you. I guess my question to you would be, in all of your research, what would the average individual, knowing, Okay, so they read your books and follow some of the...
Now, what do we do about this? Is that the question?
Well, yeah. The average individual is just going to take this as a grain of salt. They don't have no direction to counter-direct the government. So I guess my question to you is, if you were able to provide some sort of a movement, how would you...
All right, I understand the question. Thank you, Jim. I mean, what do we do about this, Dr. Roberts?
Well, we may not be able to do anything about it until it just falls apart. Last week in one of the stands, part of the former Soviet Empire was Kyrgyzstan. All of a sudden, the people just revolted and threw the government out. And they did this despite being fired on by troops. And at some point, people will have nothing left to lose and will revolt. The only other solution is a long-term solution of restoring veneration of the Constitution so that people say that's what's important, is protecting the Constitution. We can't do anything that undermines the Constitution or the restraints that it places on government. But that would take a long time. The law schools would have to have a change of mind. They would have to teach a generation of law students. They would have to enter into the judiciary, especially the federal judiciary. And the bar associations would have to change.
Instead, the criminals have gotten in and brought in all their people, but I agree, we need to put out the message
gangsters. Looting gangsters. We have a government of looters. We have a government, rather, controlled by organized looting groups. The big offshoring corporations, Wall Street, these are all gangster operations.
Well, absolutely, by every yardstick, by every measurement. But I think it's important also just to point out their criminals and give people the alternative of the Republic, of the Bill of Rights, of the Constitution, so that people can recognize this tyranny and counter. I mean, I'm sure you saw the Wall Street Journal where they admit that NBC and others have propaganda placement or behavior placement in the shows, brainwashing people with federal funds.
Right. That's right. And, of course, the federal government pays people to go onto internet sites and try to discredit anybody that speaks the truth. And the State Department does this, and it's also used worldwide, and they use it to try to destabilize governments that aren't American puppets. And so there's a tremendous use of propaganda, and it's very difficult for American people to ever get a firm grasp on what the real situation is. They're too busy trying to have a living, pay their rent, hold on to their home, or whatever.
Doc, we're out of time. I appreciate the hour on tax day. And I know you're about to take some time off, and hopefully you'll be back doing talk radio in the future, How the Economy Was Lost, The War of the Worlds. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, here's the book. Dr. Roberts, thank you so much for spending time with us.
Well, thank you for sharing your audience, Alex.
You bet. God bless you. Have a good weekend coming up. Lord Christopher Monckton coming up on a host of issues. He's hosting one of the big tea parties in D.C. Don't forget, we've got two new films launching this week and next week. Today, premiering in 2 hours. Premiering 2 hours from now at PrisonPlanet.tv, Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined. And the next week, Police State, The Rise of FEMA. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.